This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the framework of the NFC South completely looking different, Bo Morgan, there's no more Tom Brady. There's no real team that's like, oh, this is definitely the team to beat. If you can get past this team, then maybe you have a chance. There's really not that anymore in the NFC South. And we were talking, Dukes and Bell, which you are the executive producer of and do a great job. You all had a chance to talk to Bobby Hebert. He's the former Saints quarterback. And is he, he's not on the broadcast for the Saints.
Yes, he's a now, former he, oh, Falcon yeah. quarterback as well, I think needs to be noted.
He's been on both sides of the rivalry.
Yeah, he's the Cajun Cannon.
Yes.
He played with New Orleans and was in a contract dispute there. Came to Atlanta, backed up Jeff George, eventually came the starter. Yes, he's on their pre and post game. He is their
pre and post game.
He's on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network pre and post game on WWWL. So
there it is.
I love Bobby. I've been working with Bobby for years. He's one of my favorite people ever, really. I remember watching him as a kid. I loved him then. big fan of Bobby.
And Bobby, you all always have great conversations with him just because he's fun, he's energetic, and yesterday was no different. And Bobby was talking about, you know, how he believes the Saints could have won 9-10 games last year and maybe possibly could do that this year if Andy Dalton was the starting quarterback all year last year. Obviously, they started the year with Jameis and then eventually moved on to Andy Dalton. And now this year, we'll see if Andy Dalton gets the nod throughout the season, if he's a starter throughout the season. But he believes the Saints could go to the top of the NFC South. And I'm saying not so fast, Bobby. Even though we love Bobby, I think, again, if the Atlanta Falcons do this right, get this offseason right with the free agents they bring in, the draft picks they bring in, I feel like the Atlanta Falcons really could win this division this year. And straight up, Bo, who is the favorite in the NFC South now with Tom Brady gone?
I mean, it's a really good question. Let's start with who's got the quarterback situation.
Right
now, Carolina up in the air.
We don't know.
This is February 3rd, by the way. On February 3rd, Carolina and Tampa Bay have no quarterbacks. They're not the favorites.
Nope.
Then it goes between New Orleans and Atlanta, which are really two teams that are very similar.
Yes.
You know, their rosters are depleted. New Orleans is in a terrible cap situation. And the Falcons aren't. I think the Falcons have a future in Desmond Ridder, and I think they have a better head coach.
Yes.
I think that New Orleans had a better roster last year. I don't know if that's going to be the case this year. So I kind of like where the Falcons are sitting on February 3rd, and I would give a slight edge to them based on that coach. And I think Ridder this year has a chance to be better than Andy Dalton is at this point in his career, if indeed Andy Dalton is back as the quarterback of the Saints.
Right. I completely agree with that. I mean, Andy Dalton, he's serviceable. And, you know, maybe, who knows, maybe the Saints could win 9-10 games with Andy Dalton as the quarterback. But I also do remember Bobby Hebert last year coming on with, well, not last year. It seems like, technically it was 2022. So technically it was last year. But you all know what I mean. Later, earlier this NFL season, I should say, I remember Bobby Hebert coming on to preview the Saints game that was later on in the season. And he was saying how the receivers weren't catching passes for Andy Dalton and how Andy Dalton was performing well, but receivers weren't catching passes and that offense was still struggling even though Andy Dalton was playing well. How are they going to change that going into next year? Is that going to change? Is their offense still going to struggle? And then if you lose some pieces on the defense, because you do have some defensive free agents, that roster could look different. You know, how is this team going to improve? And I know we have still a long way to go in the offseason, but again, that's what makes me feel confident that the Falcons should be the favorites in the NFC South, because we have our weapons. We have our Drake Londons, our Tyler Algiers, our Kyle Pitts, and we have Desmond Ridder at quarterback, who we believe is going to be the future going forward, at least right up until now. We do have to fix some holes on defense, but we have some cornerstone pieces. We got AJ Terrell. We got Grady Jarrett. So our foundation is there. Now it's just about building the house, but we have our we have what seems like a pretty good foundation and a coach. Now we have a defensive coordinator who we'll get into in just a second. We have young pieces that we are ready to build around, along with some veteran guys who are in the prime of their careers who are we are ready to help build around as well. So it just seems like we have more of a foundation than the rest of the NFC South. The rest of the NFC South seems like they have foundational pieces missing. We just need to finish building the house, but our foundational pieces are there, and that's why I think we should be the favorite in the NFC South.
Yeah, no, I'm look, I can't disagree with any of that. You know, the one thing I would say is, and I'm going to do it right now, is, you know, we keep Andy Dalton keeps getting mentioned. Well, what is Andy Dalton's situation? Because he signed a 1-year deal last year for $3 million, so he was relatively cheap.
Yep.
If you bring him back, I think you're going to want to bring him, you know, he's valued at around $7 million at least a year. He's a 35-year-old quarterback. Do you want to, you know, are you going to keep
kick the tires on them?
What are you going to do with that? You going to keep around for another year? Your draft pick situation, you just got a first back this year. You'll have some first next year. You have a little bit of capital now to trade up if you needed. Not a lot, but you have a little bit. To get into the top 10 if you think a quarterback's there. So I think, you know, there's a lot of basically, Dennis Allen has already fired some defensive guys. Moving on from you know, when Nielsen left, then they move on from Chris Richard, who was their DC, their co-DC. They moved on from their secondaries coach. So there's already that chink in the armor. Now, I know that the owner, Miss Benson or Mrs. Benson loves him, but you know, what's that situation like? So the New Orleans stuff is interesting. By the way, they're going to lose some guys. Davenport's a free agent. Yep. Will he be back now? Not that he's done a lot necessarily, but David Onyemata.
Mm-hmm.
That's the guy, you know, Onyemata's the guy that Ryan Nielsen basically transformed into from a guy with hardly any experience to a good player.
Yep.
So is he back? What's the cat? You know, they traded Chauncey Gardner-Johnson away because they didn't want to pay him. And that was a good player on the defense. So I think there's a lot of questions. But there's a lot of questions for all these teams heading into offseason. I just think that with their cap situation being what it is, it hurts them. And I don't think it's terrible. I mean, you know, what their cap space will look like, but it's not been great.
Nope.
And if you go look at what their cap space, I mean, they're in trouble. I was wrong than I thought. Right now, going into, you know, 2023, they're gonna be about 57, anywhere from 57 to 60 million over.
Oh my
God.
So
they're going to have to make moves.
Jeez.
they're going to have to make moves. So to that point, that's why I do think the Falcons. Now, look, I'll give him credit. Mickey Loomis is a freaking legend when it comes to managing the salary cap. This is a tale as old as time, pretty much, with New Orleans. I mean, they've been in salary cap hell for literally at least the last 10 years.
And they found a way to be good.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, they've had some lean years. I mean, they went through a stretch from, I think, 2012 to 16. And those seasons, they didn't make the playoffs. And then they went back, they got back in 17 and 18 and 19. And then, you know.
Right.
So, but they had Sean Payton in. They don't have Sean Payton. And I think Sean Payton masked a lot of the deficiencies the team had due to the salary cap that, you know, I just think he's one of the best game day coaches in the league, if not the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.